Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week. Because you have your news headlines coming up on this Friday, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, have music one of stuff from my artist of the week, Luke Bryan. In today's music and news, you're going to hear part of my conversation with tech expert Jennifer Jolly. She rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show yesterday, to share some great eco-friendly tech just in time for Earth Day this year. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In Mississippi news, filmmaker buying the old Metro Center dealer's building, says WLBT Channel 3. A former South Jackson department store could be transformed into a hub for shooting television shows and training up-and-coming filmmakers. On Tuesday, the Jackson City Council approved selling the former Dillard's department store for approximately $360,000. According to city documents, the city began advertising the sale of the building last year. Just one bid was submitted, and that was from Curtis Nichol. The filmmaker, who is the founder of Sweet Unknown South, recently was involved in the creation of a new TV crime drama. He was shooting scenes for the show at Jackson Police Headquarters last fall. Our plan for the facility is to create a film studio, but not just a film studio, an actual learning center for young kids and adults to come and learn the craft of filmmaking, he said following the council vote. That way, we'll be able to accommodate more films here in Mississippi. Nichols told the council that he hopes to reach out to kids that are currently in school, as well as those that have dropped out of school, and believes that he'll be able to relate to them better because of his background. The filmmaker currently volunteers at Jim Hill High School, Powell Middle School, and Jackson State University, and mentors about 36 students. I believe that once the studio is up and going, there are a few celebrities that want to work with these students, he said. We're already partnered with IBM and FCS Cybersecurity, and we're also going to have those classes there as well. Nichols says the Dillard's will include a first-floor cafeteria kitchen, second-floor movie sets, and a third-floor area for editing, doing music, and the like. Outside, he said, in the parking lot, will likely be transformed into a working tourist attraction. In national news, O.J. Simpson, legendary football player and actor, dies at age 76. O.J. Simpson, the football star and Hollywood actor, acquitted of charges he killed his former wife and her friend in a trial that mesmerized the public and exposed divisions on race and policing in America, has died. The family announced on Simpson's official X account that he died Wednesday of prostate cancer. He died in Las Vegas, officials there said Thursday. Simpson earned fame, fortune, and adulation through football and show business, but his legacy was forever changed by the June 1994 knife slayings of his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman in Los Angeles. He was later found liable for the death in a separate civil case and then served 9 years in prison on unrelated charges. Live TV coverage of his arrest after a famous low-speed chase marked a stunning fall from grace. He had seemed to transcend racial barriers as the star Trojans tailback for college football's powerful University of Southern California in the late 1960s as a rental car ad pitchman rushing through airports in the late 1970s and as the husband of a blonde and blue-eyed high school homecoming queen in the 1980s. I'm not black, I'm OJ, he liked to tell friends. His trial captured America's attention on live TV. The case sparked debates on race, gender, domestic abuse, celebrity justice, and police misconduct. The jury found him not guilty of murder in 1995, but a separate civil trial jury found him liable in 1997 for the death and ordered him to pay $33.5 million to relatives of Brown and Goldman. In more national news, Harvard again requiring standardized test scores for those seeking admissions, says the Associated Press. Harvard University announced on Thursday it is reinstituting standardized tests as a requirement for admission beginning with the class of 2029, joining other colleges that are again mandating tests for those hoping to enter the schools. In June 2020, Harvard began a temporary test optional policy under which students could apply to the college without submitting scores. The change was adopted as access to standardized testing during the pandemic became limited. Other schools like Yale, Dartmouth, Brown, and MIT are also again requiring standardized tests for those seeking admission. Harvard had initially said it was going to maintain its testing optional policy through the entering class of the fall of 2026. under the change announced on Thursday, students applying to Harvard for fall 2025 admission will be required to submit standardized test scores from the SAT or ACT exams to satisfy the testing component of the application. And finally, in business news, Wall Street rebounds following its slide as big tech takes the reins again, says the Associated Press. Jumps for big tech on Thursday have U.S. stock indexes claw back much of their slide from the day before. The S&P 500 rose 38 points, or 0.7%, to 5,199 and recovered most of its prior loss caused by worries that interest rates may stay high for a while. The Nasdaq Composite charged up 272 points, or 1.7%, to a record 16,442. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which had less emphasis on tech, was the laggard. It slipped by 2.43 points, or less than 0.1%, 59. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Stop being a spectator. Get in the game. You have been blessed with something special. It's time to show the world what you're made of. So let's get to it. Have an amazing Friday and enjoy your weekend. Luke Bryan is our artist of the week this week. Here's his single, Love You, Miss You, Mean It, One Last Time, right here on Conversation Daily News.
My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We'd kiss in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she'd call to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you.
Part of my conversation coming up with tech expert Jennifer Jolly in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Tech expert Jennifer Jolly rejoined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to share some great themes that you all should know about just in time for Earth Day this year is a bit of our conversation.
Jennifer, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks again for the time.
Oh, my gosh. It's always great to be here. Thank you.
Well, this is a great topic. I think all of us like to know that we can contribute something to the planet, Jennifer. So what's the first thing on your list for Earth Day this year?
Well, I like to start with HP Envy, the HP Envy X360 2-in-1 laptop. I love this device because it is made with recycled materials. It's a laptop and a tablet. It features sustainable tech like recycled aluminum and ocean-bound plastics, but it also has recycled materials in its keyboard, its cover, its base, its hinge, its caps, its speakers. But not only that, it's a really solid device too. It has AI built in, so you can get right to Microsoft Copilot, which is my favorite really consumer AI tool right now. You can do that with the touch of a key. It has amazing all-day battery life and a vibrant touchscreen. And it's part of an entire PC portfolio that HP has that's really built with the environment in mind.
Love that. You mentioned, of course, recycling. A lot of us, myself included, we're always looking for ways to be able to do better in that area. How can we step up our recycling game this year, Jennifer?
Well, along those same lines, the HP DeskJet 2800E is also made out of 60% recycled plastic. You can pair it with their Instant Ink and paper add-on subscription for even less waste. Plus, they recycle your old cartridges through their Planet Partners program, and they'll even send you new ones made from about 3/4 recycled plastic and paper from responsibly managed forests. You put all of that together, and it gives you a seamless setup, enhanced connectivity, and a design that truly delivers on that promise of eco-conscious printing.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with us on Monday with more news, message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm our host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.